John 7:13-18. Yet no one spoke openly about him for fear of the Jews. But when it was now the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and began to teach. The Jews therefore marveled and said, How does this man know letters without ever having studied? Jesus therefore answered them and said, My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone resolves to do his will, he will know concerning the teaching, whether it is of God or whether I speak from myself. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of him who sent him, this one is true, and unrighteousness is not in him.
The Lord is the Almighty God, but as a man under persecution, he was limited in his activity. He would not act freely. Although the Lord is the omniscient God, he as the lowly man appeared to be illiterate. The Jews marveled and said, How did this man know letters? Have he never learned? Although the Lord had little education, he knew everything. He not only knew the letters, he knew the minds, hearts, and spirits of man. The Lord would not seek his own glory, but the glory of God. God ordained this Feast of Tabernacles so that the children of Israel would remember how their fathers, while wandering in the wilderness, lived in tents with the expectation of entering into the rest of the good land. Hence this feast is also a reminder that people today are still in the wilderness and need to enter into the rest of the New Jerusalem, which is the eternal tabernacle. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob also live in tents, looking forward to this eternal tabernacle in which there will be a river of water of life proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb to quench man's thirst. Although the Lord is the eternal, infinite, unlimited God, he lived on earth as a man, limited even in the matter of time. The Lord was willing to lose his freedom, to be bound in the matter of time, and to do the will of the Father so that he could minister the living water of life to us.